Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got first world problems coming up in about 20 minutes. And what are the cast members going to break up with? We're going to read your breakup letters in 45 minutes.
Breaking up is hard to do, bro.
And believe it or not, Left Shark, you remember Left Shark from the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Left Shark's doing interviews.
Really?
Yeah, man. Left Shark is doing interviews. He is talking.
Big controversy. Yeah. Nobody knew who Left Shark was.
Exactly.
At least I didn't.
We'll get you that in a couple minutes. But okay. First, we do have to give away this trip. And real quick from the text, Claire wrote us and said, "Hey, Jenna, can you give a shout out to my class who you read to yesterday? They would love it." Well, there you go, Claire.
Yeah, Mrs. Hillhouse's first grade classroom at Green Valley Elementary. You know, today is World Read Aloud Day.
Yeah,
so they had a bunch of, a lot of schools had readers come in and read. So I read a pug book.
Nice.
They were actually listening to me.
Really?
They did? They were in it. Yeah, they were in it and then asked some questions. I don't know if I'm good at answering questions about my job, but.
Did your book have the line that I read to kids? Don't go blowing your hose all over the place?
No, it did not. Didn't. Mine was about a competitive pug, and the moral of the story was he was a cheat.
Yeah.
And he needs to just enjoy the games with friends.
I think the last book I read to a class was about a tooting penguin.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh. It was a tooting, yeah.
Interesting.
And all the friends were like, oh, this guy's just messing around all the time. But then when he was gone, they missed him. So they wanted him back.
Oh, see that.
They missed the farts?
Well, he was just a goofy penguin. He liked to joke around.
Mm.
And the one where they made him leave was when he tooted on everyone because they were huddling up to stay warm. And then they missed him.
Just crop dusting everything.
Yeah. Children's books are weird.
They are weird. They're great. I know. They said I could read whatever I wanted. I was like, I don't know if I have any age appropriate.
Yeah, just let the teachers pick every time.
I have a business book. Yeah.
Yeah, let the teachers pick. They know what's best for the class.
All right.
Cool.
Hey, we got the winter warm up going on right now. If you want to get out of the cold and into the warm, sandy beaches of Miami, Florida, you'll stay at the Beacon South Beach. If you're wondering what the temperature's like out there this morning, just in case you want to go to kidnation.com and enter that for a chance to win tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's 69 degrees this morning.
All right.
At the Beacon South Beach.
My favorite sleeping temperature.
That's what you get down on?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about 68. Is what I typically get down on.
70 gets a little warm for me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the make it cold so you can get under the cover. I like to, I don't know, I'm a little bit warmer.
You like one leg out?
Yeah.
One leg out while you sleep?
A little bit warmer guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're probably about 71.
Yeah, 72-ish. Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Yeah. Kelly, what's your favorite?
Well, about 67.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
You're a cold sleeper.
But my husband gives off body heat, so I like to keep it kind of cool because he's warm.
Yeah.
Well, we gave you the temperature as well yesterday. Asked you to go to kidnation.com, which is what we're asking you to do this morning with that 69 degrees that they're having down there, so you can win. And we pick one at random. And Farrah?
Yes.
Congratulations. You are going to Miami.
I cannot believe it. And I can't believe I'm talking to y'all.
Yes!
Farrah, congratulations, girl.
Now, here's Jenna Here's Jenna to tell you what you have won this morning.
First, I want to ask you, do you have someone in mind to take with you?
I don't. I'll have to pick a friend, actually.
Okay. You're going to be popular today if any of your friends are listening, because you and the guest of your choosing are going to get flown to Miami, Florida. You're going to get a 4-day mid-sized car rental and a 3-night stay at Beacon South Beach, which is a beautiful hotel just steps from the beach, right next to the shopping, dining, and nightlife district. And these are Ocean View Suites, along with boutique rooms.
Thank you, visitflorida.com.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you for going to kidnation.com and entering the weather yesterday.
Get that bikini
course,
ready.
I love you guys.
Love you. What are you doing today?
I'm getting ready for work.
Oh.
But listening to y'all, so it's always a good morning.
Yeah.
Awesome. Sweet.
Thank you.
What do you do for work?
I work in accounting.
Yeah. About to get busy for you guys, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Count up. Number up, girl.
All right. Well, you get through this tax season and enjoy Miami, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's a great award. Farrah.
Yeah, man. They're going to be working.
A lot of accountants, the day after taxes, they are out of here.
Yeah.
They've got to sleep in until like 11 o'clock in the morning after they're done with everything. Right?
On the
day 16th, after.
Well, this year, I think it's the 18th.
Yeah, we get an extra couple days for taxes. So I told you Left Shark, he was the performer at the Super Bowl. And by the way, again, the weather, temperature 69 degrees. if you want to go to KidNation.com and win the trip for tomorrow. But they're doing interviews for the Super Bowl and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that was in the left shark costume during Katy Perry's Super Bowl performance 3 years ago is now saying that he did the whole messing up on purpose.
I'm in a 7-foot blue shark costume. There's no cool. There's no cool in that. So what's the other option? Well, I'm going to play a different character.
Okay, hang on. This is a moment here.
Yeah.
America, they thought you were totally flubbing this up.
Yeah, totally.
What character were you going for?
This is an underdog. It's an everyday person. No,
and showing
how
you don't
that?
Have to be perfect.
You don't have to be perfect. Nobody has to be perfect in life.
And you wouldn't lie to me. Like, I'm looking you in the eyes right now. This, you planned this.
100%.
Huh.
Yeah, right.
You don't believe it?
His name is Brian, by the way. Brian, come on, bro.
You don't believe it?
That he messed up on purpose at the Super Bowl? Maybe during a concert? Maybe.
Because you know they rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed and rehearsed. And if they knew, he knew that routine. He froze.
Exactly. It's you could see him freeze. And look, I probably would freeze. That's why I don't perform at the Super Bowl.
But how can you be that nervous? Because you're in a costume. Nobody knows who you are.
Yeah.
You still are that nervous and panicked that you just space out and do your own thing.
Because I think you still know that your friends and family know that it's going to be you.
That's you,
You
baby.
See him. You literally, during the performance, see him go, wait, what's the next move?
He may have peed in his shark costume.
He may. He may have. Yeah. And since we're talking about sharks, why don't we talk about this famous whale that's making the rounds.
Okay.
There's a team of scientists in France trying to teach a 14-year-old killer whale named, her name's Wiki.
It's a killer whale.
Killer whale.
Killer.
How to say words in English. A killer whale speaking in English.
Hello.
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 It's got a French accent.
1, 2. 1, 2.
That's
what?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Bye, bye.
Oh, wow.
So the counting needs a little help.
So sweet to me. I don't know why.
It's trying.
Is this orca in captivity right now?
Well, it's
not to be a downer to the story, but I really don't like that.
I think the orca was an English class right there.
It sounded like it had a little accent, didn't it?
A little bit.
French accent.
My French accent. It sounded like it had an accent.
If you've ever watched how they get whales in captivity, it's heart-wrenching. They take them away from their parents and they scream and they grieve.
I just want to think they're talking.
But Wiki was saying, sad.
Hi. I know. Hello.
Go watch Blackfish.
Bonjour. I'm not watching something that's going to make me sad on purpose.
You could at least teach him in French. Like, bonjour.
Bonjour.
I thought it was really saying hello. Hello.
It did. The hello was good. The counting was. It needs a little help. Needs improvement.
But it was matching the cadence.
It was. The whale was definitely counting. It did 3 different sounds.
They should say goodbye and let them out of their cages.
I feel like the scientists are maybe treating Wiki well. I would hope so. There's maybe other whales in captivity that are not
maybe
being treated.
Maybe it was a whale that was going to die on its own. And so they decided, since they're going to bring it back to life because its little flipper wasn't working,
spin
they
it,
decided,
girlfriend.
Yeah, they're let's
spin
make it,
girl.
Our pet.
Do it,
Andrew. Love it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I just have become more educated.
Since we're talking about Europe, you want to do a little tidbit news for Europe?
It's time for tidbit news.
After arriving a few minutes late, who hasn't been a few minutes late to work, correct? Who hasn't been?
Yeah.
After arriving a few minutes late for a session in the House of Lords on Wednesday, Britain's Lord Bates, he's a lawmaker, he declared that he was thoroughly ashamed and he resigned on the spot.
What?
I've always believed that we should offer rise to the highest possible standards of courtesy and respect in responding on behalf of the government to the legitimate questions of the legislature. I'm thoroughly ashamed at not being in my place, and therefore I shall be offering my resignation to the Prime Minister.
He turned it around.
Dilly dilly.
People thought.
Dilly dilly.
People thought that that he was kidding. He was not kidding.
No, he's not kidding. But there has to be something else going on.
He turned around and marched out, and the prime minister, like an hour or two later or next day, whatever it was, said, no, I'm not accepting your resignation. You get your butt back in here.
Oh, wow.
Did he go back?
Yes, he went back. So he actually was instructed to come back. She did not accept his resignation. But he 100% resigned.
Oh, man.
Talk about holding yourself to a higher standard.
Yeah.
When you hate your job and you try to quit, but they don't let you, that's a first world problem right there. In fact, since we're talking about first world problems, let's get to them, Kid Nation.
All right.
Clearly a man just wants to quit the job, man. Just let him go.
He was ashamed. He was ashamed.
Dilly Dilly. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
For first world problems, you know those things that you kind of feel bad about, feeling bad about. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You'll feel good getting these problems off your chest.
Yeah.
Especially because these are meant to make us all smile. So if you got a first world problem, we'd love to hear it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The show wrote some breakup letters this morning. And it's better to write the letter and read it on the radio so that we can hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
And actually break up with what we want to break up with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're not breaking up with a person.
No.
We're breaking up with something in our lives.
Oh.
Something very special.
Did you dump a person, Jenna? You can dump a person if you want.
I didn't get the memo.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Something very special.
You can break up with someone if you want. Yes.
Something. Okay.
Yeah. They probably don't know it's coming because they don't know we're in a relationship. Or do they?
Do they?
We'll find out when we read our letters in about 20 minutes. Also, we got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 40 minutes to catch you up with everything that you may have missed.
Still working on that, but I'll get it done.
All right, Kelly, I know you will. And when you have a long-time friend, one of those childhood friends, you fall out, don't talk to each other, and then they come crawling back and asking for favors.
Huh.
No.
We might have to talk about that. A member of our production team is dealing with that.
Okay.
So she'll get in here and talk about that story, see if we can help her out. But right now, it's time for your first world problems, Kid Nation. We feel bad complaining. Way worse stuff going on in the world.
Way worse.
But if you want to smile and you want to complain about something, just a little dumb, it's okay to do it during first world problems. We want you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right, my dang truck is too dang long to fit in my two-car garage. It won't fit.
Oh, really, Al?
It won't fit.
I'm sorry, buddy. Yeah, I can't fit my truck and my wife's car in the garage because that's just two big cars.
They're going to have to start making longer garages.
They do.
This is a common occurrence.
Please, can we do that?
You can get a little garage extension.
We could invent that, right? The garage door that extends a little bit?
Yeah. No, like a collapsing. For this car, maybe it's like an accordion.
The accordion garage door.
Or maybe just like where the bumper goes.
Yeah,
just
want to solve it.
Like extend that part of the garage.
Yeah.
You know, make a shelf on the inside and so the bumper will fit right up in.
Right. Well, Cole has a truck problem as well that
come on, Cole.
He wants to share with us. Hi, Cole.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy. What's going on?
Well, my company treats me so well, and about 2 months ago, they gave me a brand new 2018 work truck, heavy duty work truck. But the problem is, it doesn't have running boards on it though, and I'm not a very tall guy. So it's kind of a hike to get up in this thing. And in 2 months, I've ripped about 3 pairs of nice jeans getting into my new work truck.
You need to buy this little step. This is what I have to buy for my mother when she rides with me because I have a truck also. I have to buy a little step. Just a little step stool.
Step stool?
Yeah, and just keep it in the back seat. So when you
That's then embarrassing.
Then it's going to be kind of tough to pick it up after you're in the truck.
Yeah.
Because I picked mine up from my mom.
Or when Cole goes out with his homies and he's like, hold on, guys, let me put my step down so I can get my truck.
Right?
That would be the most embarrassing thing I can think of.
Exactly.
Man, Cole, sorry your pants be ripping, man. At least you got a cool truck.
Yeah.
Have a good day, Cole. Thanks for calling, man.
I would love to have to be picked up and put into someone's car.
Here you go.
Yeah. Give me a boost.
I don't think Cole wants to be picked up by another dude.
No.
It'd be nice for a girl.
No, not yet.
Yeah. Kila wrote us and said, guys, the apples from the store have been so big lately that they won't fit in my apple slicer, so I have to slice them by hand.
That is true.
Hashtag first world problems.
I have one every day. I have to use a knife.
Really?
Yeah, it gets jammed in the apple slicer. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit around the core.
Are they roiding the apples or something?
They are. They're too big. And even worse, you can't finish it in one sitting. It's too much apple.
Too much apple.
Yeah. Can we just go back to regular apples?
How do you like them apples?
Why would you go back?
Because they don't fit in our slicers.
They don't fit in the bigger slicer. And I can only get through like 3/4 of it.
Yeah, Jim can't eat it all.
And then you know it doesn't stay good for long.
No, it gets all brown and mushy.
Mushy sounds like a rapper.
Yeah. That's not a rapper.
Mushy.
It does.
You want this? It's mushy.
Mushy.
I'm all mushy.
I'm all mushy right now.
How you feeling?
Mushy.
I'm a little mushy.
It's like when you want to feel Gucci,
yeah,
but you're not there yet.
You're cheap Gucci.
You're cheap. Mushy.
Poor man's Gucci.
Mushy game. Leanne, what's going on?
Hi.
So
my first word problem is I have the Apple Watch and Instagram is on it, but you can only look at like 5 to 7 posts at a time. And if you want to refresh it, you have to go out of the app and back into it and refresh your feed.
Oh, 5 to 7 is not enough.
Yeah, no.
I need to suck an hour out of my day.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you sit on the toilet and look at the Apple Watch? Do you go through it that way?
No.
Well, not really.
Oh, okay.
Not much to look at on the Apple Watch.
No.
Yeah, you can't just sit there on the toilet.
I've never played with one.
You need to concentrate when you're on the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was shocked whenever they actually downloaded Instagram on there. So I was like, cool. And then I was like, whoa, wait, hold on.
Have you
accidentally liked stuff?
I don't know. I haven't downloaded it on my iPhone. I'm too scared to have it on my watch. I mean,
I think they should give you the ability to unlike something when you accidentally like it.
You can.
I've tried.
Yeah, you can just double tap it again.
But
I tried and it doesn't go away.
They still get the notification though, I think. Like it'll send out Kelly like your picture.
Kelly, all you gotta do is double hit it again.
But I've done that and it still stays. Maybe I'm not hitting it hard enough.
Yeah, or hit the heart, the actual heart.
Like something in mine and unlike it and I'll see if it shows up.
Kid morning show. Kid Crad Morn Show fan.
Yeah.
I'm liking your picture. No, I'm double tapping it and the heart's still there.
Hold on, let me see this.
I'm telling you, I cannot unlike it.
I just unliked it.
How'd you do that?
I tapped it again.
The heart.
Kelly, you've
hit the heart.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you've had constant problems with your fingerprint.
That's the problem. I'm in the picture.
Oh, yeah.
I like things. I'm like, oh, crap, I didn't like that. Well, stop now.
Yeah.
No.
I just learned something
now you know.
Today.
I'm like, wait, I don't tap like this. I was just stalking. I don't like it.
Leanne, thanks to your first world problem, Kelly learned something this morning.
Right?
Well done.
You're welcome.
Oh, Kelly.
Thank you, Leanne.
Wow. That blew my mind. So, but they can still see that
I don't know. Kelly, like something of mine and unlike it really quickly.
Okay,
yeah, let's see if it pops up.
I got to go find
that's
it.
We're doing a
test for everyone. Yeah, how fast?
That you get the notification and then it's gone.
Kelly follows you, Jenna.
I do, but I got to find her. Yeah. I got to find her real quick. Y'all go ahead to the next one and I'll
This one has to do with the Apple Watch, too,
okay,
from the text.
Ahead.
I have an upgrade with my phone and my iPhone has been giving me some problems, so I switched to the Android. But then I realized I can't use my Apple Watch. Hashtag first world problem. Yeah.
That is true, brother.
That's going to be a big problem.
You got to make a choice.
Which one you want to go with?
Yeah.
Which one you want to go with?
I got to stop following so many people. I can't find somebody when I want them.
Just go on the search and type in Jenna.
There's a search bar?
Wow. Are we literally teaching you Instagram this morning?
I even know without looking how you get to search.
There you are.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to like this picture of you reading to kids.
Unlike it real quick.
Which I'm going to like it, but I really don't like you reading to kids.
I got it.
Oh, you did get it?
Oh, that's bad news for everyone that accidentally likes me. But I only get notifications from someone that I'm following.
Well, what if you're not watching it, like, actively?
Oh, it shows on my phone.
Oh, darn it.
I get a notification from anyone I follow.
I've gotten messages that say, thank you for liking my picture. It means a lot. And I'm like, what? My kids have been liking people's pictures. So they'll get on my Instagram. I figure they just like looking at pictures. They've been going on random profiles liking pictures.
It's a good way to grow your base.
Yeah.
It helps with Kid Nation, I think. Thank you for doing this segment.
Kelly, we're only an hour and a half into the show and you already learned so much.
We should do a segment, Teach Kelly Stuff. I love that.
Okay.
I love learning new stuff.
I'll do something for you tomorrow on what I like.
Okay.
More Instagram tips.
Tech tip.
Yeah.
I seriously have been scrolling through everybody I follow to find somebody. I didn't know you could just go to the search bar.
Oh,
so
boy.
Dumb.
If you go to the search page, you can find all sorts of cool little profiles you didn't know about.
I'm so dumb.
I scroll. Well, I can't find them. I have to give up.
You're not dumb. You just didn't know about Instagram.
I'm probably not privy to stuff, but I kind of knew that part.
You're good.
Now I made you feel smart? Oh, no.
Anna, thank you for waiting while we figured out Instagram for Kelly. How you doing this morning, Anna?
I am doing great. How are you?
Doing awesome. What's your first world problem?
Well, I went to the grocery store on Sunday, and I'm checking out, and the guy says, sorry, ma'am, you can't buy wine until
12 o'clock.
Right.
And it's 11:48.
I know.
What am I going to do for the next 12 minutes?
Right.
First world problem.
Yeah, I feel like you just got to grab the wine and run.
No.
I tried, but he said no. And he said, well, I can hold your basket here and you just wait for the next 12 minutes.
Yeah,
and the girl kept saying, how much time? And I'd say, 5 minutes. How much time?
You holding up the whole line?
No.
She sat back.
It took me out of the line.
Okay.
I got to wait on the side.
Yeah.
And then the girl goes, it's a minute. By the time we load it up, then it'll be time. I mean, that girl wanted to get me out of the grocery store.
Yeah.
But I got my wine.
It's the law, though. Some cities require you to wait till noon on Sundays.
Some states don't sell it at all on Sunday in the grocery store.
Thank you, Anna, for sharing. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on?
My first world problem is my personal chef has the flu.
I've never talked to someone with a personal chef.
That's awesome. Not awesome that they have the flu, but that you have a chef.
I love you. You made my day.
So I am having to fend for myself for the most of this week, unfortunately.
Wow.
Oh, well,
so how's the personal chef work? Do they give you options or something, or you tell them what you want, or they just surprise you every day?
So actually what she does is just basically meal preps for me. So every week I give her a bunch of containers,
uh-huh,
and she prepares about 35 meals for me every week, and I go and pick them up.
Wow.
And so, yeah, this week she has the flu, and I have no lunches and no dinners. I have, like, one breakfast left.
I'm so sorry.
Brittany, how much does that cost, just out of curiosity?
Aside from the groceries, I just pay her a one-time fee every week.
Brittany.
So, it's not that bad.
Brittany, do you know where the fridge is at your house?
Yes, I do. That's why I'm running late for work this morning, because I had to fix my own breakfast.
Because your personal chef had the flu.
Oh, Brittany, I'm sorry.
Tell your boss that. I'm sure you'll appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Or she.
I bet you Brittany is the boss. What you talking about over here? Brittany's personal chefing over here.
Wow.
That means Brittany's probably going to get it.
Into that.
Brittany might get the flu now.
I'm like, getting Blue Apron to me delivered isn't enough. I want someone else to cook it for me now.
Yeah. Here, take my Blue Apron and cook it.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch you cook it for me.
Have you guys gotten to the point where you're just waiting to get the flu now?
Yes.
No.
Like, it's going to happen.
Right. Two close friends
never had it.
Yeah. Down.
Down.
I've never had the flu. I'm knocking every piece of wood
Mackenzie
I can find.
I think Mackenzie has it. She said last night she had the chills. We've been together every day. I'm just sitting here like, no.
And I started wondering which one's going to give me the flu, and it's between Jenna and Al, and now I'm leaning towards Jenna since her best friend has it.
You are attracting that energy.
No.
Believe that you're not going to get it.
Right.
You have to believe you're not going to get it.
Trust me.
I think about it every time I go out in public.
Nope.
I did a workout class and a guy left his sweat on the mat in front of me, and I'm looking at it like there's flu in that.
It's negative thinking. Don't do that.
That's flu fluid.
Or you're going to jinx it. No. So if I say I'm going to get the flu, I'm not going to get the flu.
No, you're attracting the flu.
No.
Just take your hand sanitizer with you all everywhere.
No.
The universe, doesn't operate on opposite day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you don't want to. Don't put it out there.
Keita!
Hi!
Hi!
Hey, Keita.
It's Keita, but you did good.
I like the T sound, you know what I mean? I like to pronounce it. Keita.
Keita.
Right. So, when I drink from my Yeti cup, I can't see the road. It is not safe to drink from my Yeti cup while driving.
Don't Yeti while driving.
Does it fit in your cup holder, though?
It does fit in my cup holder. I'm so happy about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had a first world problem where a guy called up and said his Yeti cup didn't fit in his cup holder.
And he had a truck, too.
Yeah.
So that was a big Yeti cup. Yeah. Be careful if you're driving next to Keita, though.
What kind of truck is that?
I don't know.
Not a man truck.
Yeah, such a cute little laugh.
Oh, yeah. Al. Hold on. Al's picking up. Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, I just said she had a cute laugh.
Go for it, Al.
Go ahead, buddy.
What's up, Keita? How you doing, babe?
Take your shot.
No, don't do the baby thing.
Oh, stop babying girls. They don't like
do that.
What are you doing today?
I am going into work.
Yeah. What time you get off work?
Three.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that's a good time.
I'm free around 3:30.
Are you a teacher?
No. I'm a therapist.
Oh.
Al loves therapy.
Help me with
Al, you know some therapy.
What Al needs, right?
Yes, a lot of it.
I could use
intensive therapy.
Physical therapy.
Oh, don't be gross.
Oh my God.
Right?
Age appropriate honey's not okay with it.
I've tried to call you guys for years, and then Big Al comes on to me when I call.
Well, is this a good thing?
That means he's got his groove back.
I don't know.
Would you go out with Al?
I don't know how my boyfriend would feel about it.
You gotta leave with that, man. All right. Sorry, Al. Keita has a boyfriend.
That's all right.
In fact, the boyfriend is who bought her the Yeti cup.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Yeah, I knew that was a boyfriend.
Dang it.
Keita, right. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Hey.
Call back when you're single.
You took a shot, Al.
Yeah.
You took a shot.
You never know unless you try, right?
Exactly. And sometimes you try, you need to break up with whatever you try.
Oh, we're breaking up?
Yeah. By the way, thank you for all the first world problems. I know there's a lot of people on hold and a lot of text messages we didn't get to. We see you.
We see you.
We just sometimes run out of time because we're having so much fun, but we really do appreciate you.
Try back next time.
We have breakup letters we need to get to.
Okay.
What are the cast members of the show going to break up with? Find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have an investigation going on right now.
Yeah, but I am slacking on it.
Jenna just got more clues or evidence, I guess.
About something. I'm well hydrated. I pee in this bathroom right here quite a bit on commercial breaks because I drink so much water. But lately, every time I've gone in to pee, there is pee on the seat. And I'm bothered by this because I feel like you guys know to. I always will hear Al slamming the seat down.
Yeah.
Just put it down. But now, unfortunately, I just forgot my yogurt in my car, so I went to get it, and then I came back in and had to go, and I did not see who was in there prior to me.
I didn't either.
Pee on the seat.
So it's somebody that's working right now.
I mean, I'm accusing a guy, but at this, it's a guy.
It's definitely not a girl.
Right?
Because I'm a girl.
I sit, and I've been wiping it up. Like, I get a lot of toilet paper, and I wipe up. I don't leave that on the seat. I mean, I don't.
Was it you, Big Al? No, did you go to the bathroom?
I did, but I left the seat.
Hold on, White Cheddar, is that who you saw going to the bathroom last, sir?
I don't know who I saw, but Nick, Trey, and I were in that room. And
yeah,
Justin,
you guys were in there.
Justin says he doesn't use that bathroom.
That's true.
Justin, so there's only one other guy here, I think.
Donnie?
But what
Bingo.
If it's water and you're washing your hands and kind of like...
It's yellow.
Oh, it is?
It's yellow.
Yeah.
And it's a few little drips on the seat.
So is our sink water. So
or... but I normally put it back down also. So it, I guess if it's a drop, it's gonna fall.
Grab Did you just go, though? We have a video camera. Hold on. Y'all do your thing and we'll see.
Yeah. So it was whoever used the bathroom before. Well,
and we have to hurry up because if it's Engineer Don, he can erase it. So hold on.
Yeah.
It's just funny. Is this a new thing? Someone's just...
Oh, we're about to solve the mystery.
Because this hasn't been a problem before.
Be honest, Al. You a little nervous that you're the pee bandit?
I am, but I'm pretty sure that I lift the seat up every time.
You usually do because I have to put it down.
Right.
And I'll go in there and you guys leave the seat up and there's pee.
Yeah.
And I like to hold mine.
I'm sorry?
I like to hold mine. I hold my pee. I don't like to pee at work.
Because even if...
You never go in there. Because that's bad for your bladder.
It was one time, Kelly, when you used to be in that room, which is now the control room, Kelly said she could hear me.
You can hear because the acoustics, I'm sure Trey, well, he's got on headphones. If you're sitting there without your headphones on sometime and somebody's using the bathroom, you can hear him pee. You can hear the stream.
You
can hear it.
So ever since Kelly told me that, I don't want...
But Trey didn't even know it, so you can use the bathroom
again. I got the shy bladder. So I will go if I have to go, like, really
bad.
Put
the water
on.
Or go down the hall.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Water if I think it's too quiet.
And
I'm a wiper. Because even
he wipes the seat.
I wipe the seat.
Yeah.
Or even if I lift it up and sometimes you can spray and it hits the water and it splashes up. And if it does, I'll even wipe the porcelain part.
Yeah.
The toilet.
All right, well, we're about to find out if it's you or not, Al, because White Cheddar's looking at the tape.
That's awesome.
Looking at the tape. And Jenna, we played the whale that was learning how to talk, and I know you had some concerns about the whale being mistreated, which is rightfully so. A lot of Kid Nation members came forward, and they said, I'm with Jenna on that one. We got a text message here from a Kid Nation member that said, my father studied marine wildlife his whole life. There's a difference between studying and using the animals for entertainment.
Yes.
Not every whale in captivity was captured. Some are rehabbed and cannot be reintroduced to the wild.
Yeah.
So these people that are teaching her how to speak are scientists who treat their animals as well as their children.
Oh, good.
At least we hope. So there's that. So we could feel a little bit better about the killer whale or the orca trying to talk now.
Hello.
If the whale threw out a dare, that would be great. Hello there.
Hello there.
Jenna's brother's got a cool YouTube channel. Are you guys ready to break up?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yesterday, we read you a breakup letter that a guy wrote to his gym. Mm-hmm. You know, he had to break up with the gym. Things weren't working out. And those are fun because you can make them funny and your friends can now hold you accountable.
Yep.
If you go back to whatever you're trying to break up with. So we said, hey, there are things in our lives that we probably need to break up with.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we're going to do now.
Okay.
We wrote letters.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to break up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go first?
I will. I don't know if I did this right. I really don't. You know when you get stressed out when you go when we were back in school and you're like, I don't know if I did the assignment correctly.
Yeah,
so I'd rather go first
every day.
That way you guys will either like, that's good, or you'll just forget about it by
the
end.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I don't think there's a wrong or right, Jenna. You're just breaking up with something. It's all good.
Here's Jenna's breakup.
Okay.
Okay. How did I spend so many years thinking you were the only one? Every day I kept you close to my heart, carrying you with me almost everywhere I went. Those walks we went on were the times you were there for me the most. But I no longer miss our long walks or even our short ones because I found new. I found better. It's true, I no longer miss your scent because it honestly wasn't that good. I like the new smell I found. I know I can't believe it took me so long to move on from you either. Goodbye, unscented dog poop bags. I now only have eyes for ocean breeze scented bags and not you, because my walks with Wheezy will never again smell like.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm. Right.
Did you know that they make scented dog poop bags?
I
just discovered these. They smell glorious.
Before you put the poop in.
Because what's worse? No. They cover up the entire
even
smell.
After? Really?
Oh my gosh, it's changed my life forever.
Really?
Lavender? It really has.
Like lavender.
Lavender,
feels?
This. I have an ocean breeze. It smells so good.
Hmm. Okay.
I used to hate the walks because then you're carrying that around.
Yeah,
and all
they
you
stink.
Do is smell like poop.
Yeah.
No.
I've just been using the Target bags. So now that I know they're
yes.
Yeah,
in a pinch. In a pinch, but yes.
That's exactly what we're looking for, Jenna.
Oh, okay.
You broke up with those bags and you're moving on.
Okay.
Our boy Trey in the control room, he has a breakup letter.
Oh.
Come on, Trey.
I didn't get the...
Oh, no, you're doing the music.
No.
I thought that was miscommunication between me and Trey.
Oh.
I thought he was saying I have one, too. And he was saying, I'm going to play the music.
Gotcha.
But I can come up with something real quick.
Trey and I work things out on the radio.
There you
That's
go.
What we do. My
now
bad,
back
Trey.
To your regularly scheduled program.
Thank you, sir. I'll go next.
Okay.
Hit me with the music. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hi.
It's with a heavy heart that I have to make some changes in my life. Our relationship is toxic. All the hiding we have to do just so that we can be together for a few minutes, it's taken a toll on me. I don't feel comfortable announcing our relationship to our family. You don't deserve someone that can only play with you on the toilet. And honestly, I can only sit on a toilet pretending to go number two for so long before my wife starts catching on to us. My legs can no longer keep falling asleep and making me walk as if I'm a deer on ice. I don't need to feel the pain of 1,000 needles climbing up my ankles to the bottom of my butt. I cannot have an indentation of a toilet seat on my little butt any longer. This is why I can no longer play with you, Bacon Escape.
Oh,
I've seen people in app relationships before, like Kelly Raspberry and Candy Crush.
Yes.
And I should have known not to get involved, but I did, and I fell in love. You lured me in with your fun levels and being free. You made me a better person, Bacon Escape. You stimulated my brain. You taught me problem solving. You didn't beg me for money the way other apps did. But the truth is that you were introduced to me by my son, and that feels wrong. I need to move on to an app that is not so needy and doesn't require as much attention as you do. I've been using an old app, Fling, that Jenna introduced me to. Luminosity and I hit it off again. She stimulates my brain, but she only lets me go after a couple minutes. That's the sort of relationship I need this time. And at this stage of my life, you don't deserve to be a side app. So I'm letting you go. I'll never forget you, Bacon Escape. I wish I could have unlocked every little cute animal you have, but I didn't.
Aww.
I love you.
Sorry.
JC, a.k.a. Ozzy Bling Bling on the hoverboard.
Sorry, dog.
Are you getting called turkey?
Yeah.
Or it's called pig? I don't know what you say.
I was Ozzy Bling Bling. I was like a hedgehog this time.
Quitting cold pig.
Okay, Justin walks in the room, and I want to read mine before he reads his, because his is going to be so great, and I'm going to look terrible. So Justin already knows. Justin comes in like, mine's so good. I'm going to go next.
I don't think so, Kelly.
So are we going to
so good at
no.
what?
We're going to save Justin's for last?
All right. Please.
All right,
down.
Kelly,
let
you
me
can
bury
go
in the middle.
Okay.
All right.
that's why I wanted to go say.
Yes, I'll be buried in the middle.
Yeah.
I am sorry to tell you this, but I'm breaking up with you, Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, oh damn, girl.
I feel you.
Oh, I'm good. Al's already laughing.
I think Al's realizing he probably did it wrong.
Or maybe he did the same thing.
No.
You guilted me into buying you because I can't say no to the daughters of my friends who owe me when my daughter has to sell some school spirit crap, by the way. I even ordered flavors I'm not that crazy about, thinking I'd leave you sitting on the shelf until your expiration date had passed and I could toss you out like garbage. Yes, I said garbage. I hope that wasn't too harsh. But it is what it is. And what did you do, Girl Scout cookies? You sat there on the shelf of my pantry, and from behind a closed door, you screamed at me. It was a scream so loud and yet so silent, I was the only one who could hear it. And the only way I could figure out how to shut you up was to eat one of you.
Oh,
now, that would show the rest of you who's boss, right? But eating just one wasn't enough. You're either incredibly brave or your memory is short-lived. But the rest of you just lay there in your cardboard sleeve and continued to taunt me with your silent scream. So again, I found the only way to make it stop, if only for a few minutes, was to eat another one of you. And with every scream, I'd eat another and another until finally you were gone. And all that was left was the cardboard carcass that's what, that once held you captive. But now you are free to live forever on my thighs, where you're getting even by screaming at me on a daily basis. But I'm done. No more.
Man, I feel you on that.
I'm not ordering any more Girl Scout cookies. I don't care. Your girls can come to me with puppy dog eyes. The answer is no. Done.
Yeah.
So good, though.
So many people showing.
Justin, I am done.
The s'mores are my favorite. The graham cracker dipped in marshmallow, covered in chocolate. Down it with a glass. Trey's holding him up. Okay.
Oh, Trey's got some.
Got
some
right there.
Look at you, buddy.
All right. Big Al Mac, are you ready to break up with whatever you're breaking up with?
Come on.
All right.
We've had some great times. Just the mere thought of you makes my mouth water. Your golden brown skin. And to be honest, you're just so damn hot. Just walking into a room while you're there getting ready makes me close my eyes and think about the moment when my fingers touch you again for the first time. But there comes a time when no matter how good it feels, you must say goodbye. So it's time for me to say goodbye to the Tuesday two-piece special at Popeye's. Original, spicy, mixed, doesn't matter. I love you all, but I'm moving in a new direction in my life. I'm trying to work out more. I met a girl that paddleboards. How embarrassing would it be if I sank her paddleboard? I know you don't cost a lot, just $1.49. I know it's just one day a week, but I just can't do it anymore. Please, say goodbye to red bean, rice, and biscuit for me. I love you.
I'm tearing up over
here. That's your own good Al. Yeah.
So deep.
Man, you're really breaking up?
Man, that two-piece special at Popeye's.
Jennifer, have you tried it yet? Because I know you were going to try the Popeye's.
Y'all hear me? Two pieces of chicken for a dollar.
Stop it. You're making it worse.
Okay. On Tuesdays, right?
On Tuesdays. Yeah. Just on Tuesdays.
No, I haven't. I'll go when Alan goes back.
I see you Popeye's trying to
chicken.
I see you Popeye's trying to compete with Taco Tuesday.
It was two pieces for 99.
Yeah.
They got a little wise.
Well, the cost of the chicken went up, I think.
Yeah.
Hang out.
Bye.
Now, Kelly, I wanted to save Justin's for last.
It's okay. All right. Well, that's a lot of pressure. Okay.
Oh, it's long, huh?
No.
Okay.
For too long, I swiped and swiped you all around. Like you were the key to the whole world with no limits. Heck, you've taken me to the mountains in Colorado, sailed me in the Gulf Coast, showed me the Mayan pyramids, and given me lots and lots of alcohol. But with good came the bad. Because of you, I've eaten white rice for a whole week, been declined for a 75-cent drink, overdrafted me to the cost of $300, got me rejected from the movie theater.
Oh.
I thought you were limitless. You don't show me when you're running low on your magic. I believed in you so much, I've sacrificed the possibilities of the future. You are a blessing and a curse. A curse I can no longer bear. I'm putting you away and moving on to cold hard cash. Cash is at least up front with me. Cash be like, I only got $20. You be like, I got money. I can't trust you. At home, you will stay tucked away, saved for a rainy day. Goodbye, my plastic. It's time. This time, I'm declining you.
Ooh. Oh, dang.
Wow. You broke up with the credit card.
I broke up with my debit card.
Don't you need the debit card to get cash?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're really bringing it.
But no, I'm going to leave my debit card at home after I take out cash from the bank and use that cash.
Yeah.
How much money do you have on you right now?
I'm waiting for payday, JC.
It's tomorrow, homie.
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tomorrow, Kelly.
That's fun for me, too.
Do you have a credit card?
Zeros. Man, so many zeros.
Kelly gets so many zeros.
So many zeros.
So good.
How many zeros do you get?
Do they have enough of those little squares in the deposit slip at the bank, Kelly? You're like, oh, y'all need to get a couple more squares on there for me to put my check amount.
Yeah. Kelly told me she had a comma on hers. I was like, whoa. That's pretty cool.
A comma.
You got a comma?
A comma.
I just want a comma. That's all I want.
I got a decimal.
Yeah.
You guys, does anyone help have that minus sign?
Yeah. The overdraft, man.
I just got my first credit card. It's on the way.
Your first credit card?
I think I've signed up before, but I never use them because I'm so afraid of being in debt.
Your life without one at
I don't know. I just did cold hard cash like Justin.
What about your credit score?
Oh, well, that's why I got to get a credit card because things happen.
How'd you get a house?
I don't know. I just got a house.
How'd you have credit?
I had credit because I still had cars and stuff. I still had, like, I had loans out there.
How did you rent? I mean, how did you, like, lease? What do you call it?
Lease an apartment?
A car. When you go, you have to have a credit card to lease a car at the airport or whatever. Rent a car.
I just got a car.
Debit card.
Yeah, I just gave them what I made a year and my bank statements.
Hotels. A debit card?
Yeah. They hold, like, $100.
Way more on a debit.
Oh, maybe $200. But that's cool because then I can't spend it. And then they give it back to you.
Yeah, give it back to you.
Yeah.
So it's like bonus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
It's like, oh, there's this money that I didn't know. Right. Yeah, so now I got a credit card, though. My first one ever.
Good luck.
Wow. I know. Made it all this way.
Our little boy's growing up, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
White Cheddar's back in the building.
Oh, did we study the tape? So if you're just joining us, Jenna is on a hunt to find whoever is leaving remnants on the toilet seat.
Once is one thing. It's been like every time I go to the bathroom,
it's been happening.
There's pee on the seat. Yeah.
But after this past break, not this one, but the one before that, Jenna went into the bathroom and there was some spillage.
But prior to that, I had gone up to my car to get my yogurt, and so I didn't see who was in there before me.
But what we do know is that somebody was in there, and we have a camera.
Security footage comes through.
Money!
It's not a camera in the bathroom, just so people know.
It's just in the hallway, so it sees who goes in and out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we could back up the film and see who the last person was.
Who was it?
We'll tell you next.
Oh, White Cheddar!
And we'll play the security footage on KIT TV, too.
Oh!
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
On or off the show, we've got it on video.
But they both equally as well.
See what we caught on tape now at KidNation.com. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We've been having an investigation going on here in the studio behind the scenes. And Jenna may have helped us catch the culprit.
I don't, just because I'm reporting when I see pee.
That's what we needed to, we needed that. We needed that break. We needed to know who went in before you because you saw it on the toilet seat, which meant the last person in that bathroom was the pee bandit.
It's something new. I mean, we've all been working here for many years, and I go in there all the time and on commercial break, and I haven't really found this to be a problem until the last few weeks, yet every time I go in there, there's pee on the seats. And someone's just not putting the seat up when they pee.
All the girls are complaining about it, too. It's not just you.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay, good, because I feel like it's actually not bothering me that much. I get toilet paper and clean it up. I just thought I'd complain about it to you guys. Yeah.
So, White Cheddar.
Well, we have about a 50-50 split, too. We have like 8 guys, 8 girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it could be any.
It could be a girl.
It could be.
It could be.
It could be. If someone's hovering.
You went to the tape.
I did, yeah.
To the videotape.
Uh-huh. We pulled it.
Okay.
Do y'all want me to go ahead and tell you, or would you like to watch Kid TV as you see the person walk?
Yes. I want to watch the tape.
He or she spent about a minute and a half in there.
KidTV.com if you want to watch it.
I love security footage.
Looking at me. It's like TMZ up in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the footage is about to be played.
Okay.
All right.
All right. hit the footage, Anna. Okay, so that's our hallway.
It's way up high.
We're watching the hallway.
I can't see from where I'm sitting.
Walking out of the studio was Big Al Mac into the bathroom.
That's awesome.
Maybe somebody went in after me.
Oh, that is you. No.
Yeah, because then in a minute you'll be able to see me probably, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
he was out.
I can't see from where I'm sitting, darn
Big
it.
Big Al Mac.
Dang it.
Big
I love that hallway camera. It's the camera is from like the top corner on the far side of the room.
Well, and we couldn't get the actual footage downloaded, so that's Nick holding his iPhone up to the monitor.
Oh.
I was wondering why I was wobbling.
Yeah.
Man, I'm normally a lifter-upper.
Yeah, dilly-dilly. Yeah.
You were so adamant it wasn't you.
I guess I just blanked one time and just went in there.
Apparently, this is a...
Yeah. It's been happening,
but
dude.
It might not be him.
You know what?
I'm surprised it's you, Al. How do you feel? What do you have to say?
I won't be 100% convinced that it's me until we get some DNA up in here. I mean, we need to go on and do a DNA test. Go on and test me. I'm on record now.
Oh, my gosh. Of course, this is a lying cheat. It wasn't me. Yeah. You're on video making out with the other woman.
Shaggy Tottis.
Was not me.
I have pretty good aim. So it could have been residual pee from the person before me.
Defendant, how do you plead?
Not guilty.
Still?
Not guilty.
Not guilty. Poor. Y'all got to feel me.
It's so funny. What a man. You have proof, visual evidence.
It does not mean my man is guilty.
Hey, the body was already dead. I didn't kill him.
Yeah. He is dehydrated, though, right?
That's true. Was there pee on? Yeah, you were a little dehydrated. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, good.
Fine.
All right. Yeah, I'll continue.
First cup of coffee, I'm good.
The Big Al Mac trial is now set to begin.
Fourth cup of coffee. That's why you're dehydrated.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Anytime you want to join the show, Kid Nation, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So if anything hits you and you want to call us or you want to text us, the phone lines are always open. The text lines are always open. We're here for you.
Come on.
Hit us up.
Yeah. Jenna, you've been, yesterday you mentioned you were talking to a dude and it was looking good.
Yeah.
And it changed?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I just kind of actually want advice because I feel like... this is something that's happened to me a few times, and I don't quite know how to handle it.
And here's the thing. Jenna just got back into wanting to get herself out there, and you're not looking, but you're open to the possibility right now.
I was heartbroken for a long time and just over it, or just over trying to date. And I'm fine now. I feel great. And so I've gone on some dates here and there in the last year, and nothing that's really, really stuck, but I've been talking to someone who I've not been on a date with because he lives in New York City. We've not been on a date, but we've been talking online. We met on a dating app, and he's awesome, and we follow each other on social media, and we kind of keep in touch that way.
Yeah.
So we message or text message, every few days, and then, we went a couple weeks without. He's really busy. He has a cool job.
He's got a real cool job. Yeah.
But he's actually someone that I feel like there's potential there. It's just hard because we don't live in the same spot. So, hey, if it happens and we keep talking, then great. But this has happened twice now with him, and I don't know if I should just rule him out completely because it feels like he may not be over someone.
Oh, this might be a little help from the love expert Kelly Raspberry here.
It's interesting because he's smart, he's cool, and we get along. But in one conversation a couple weeks ago, he said, like right out of the gate, he was making a joke, and he's like, gosh, he lives in New York. We talked about Los Angeles. I'm going in a few weeks. I think he's going to be there. And I was like, well, maybe we could actually go out to dinner one of the nights from there. And he's just like, yeah, he's like, I always found dating to be difficult in LA. Everyone I dated, it turned out to be a Scientologist. So he says something like that. And I was like, that still exists. Like, people still do that.
Yeah.
So I kind of played it down, made a joke about it. And he was just like, yeah, I felt bad for the girl though. You know, he kind of gave me too much information about the Scientologists, and I just breezed over it. And then last night we started talking again, and he won some cool award, right? He produces documentaries, so he won a really cool award. It's award season. He was in LA, and I complimented him, said something nice about it, and he was like, "Yeah, it was awesome. Makes ex girlfriends really jealous."
It's kind of like, what would you throw that out there?
So I just kind of ignored it. He said something else, and I just stopped responding. I was at dinner. I just stopped responding for a little while, and
he caught on to that.
And then
he did. Okay,
he said something else, and I finally just called him out on it. I was like, "You still hung up on the Scientologist?" I said that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh my gosh, no, not at all, not at all. And it's like, I understand that with relationships as we get older, that everyone has a past, and you get into a new relationship sometimes to get over your old relationship. I don't really function that way. I like to be pretty over something before I embark on something new. But I don't know. Do I keep talking to him or do I just say this guy's obviously not over someone, even if he's showing interest in me? Because I don't want to get hurt by someone that would just be maybe ultimately using me to make someone else jealous because they're not over it.
Because we've talked about this before, Kelly, in Love Letters to Kelly. You usually don't bring up an ex-girlfriend or an ex-relationship unless you're asked about it and you didn't ask him about
it. I don't. Even when I was hung up on someone and going on a date with someone else, I do. I know some
people. It's better not to.
I don't bring it up.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Unless you've been dating for a while. And what happened to your last relationship? Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
You know, I got my heart broken, whatever. Yeah, I don't bring it. I've never brought my ex up.
Yeah, that's the same
on
bet.
Any date I've
that's
been
a,
on.
That's a safe choice.
If a guy brings up his ex-girlfriend, Kelly, and you're on a date with him, is that a turn-off for you?
It's not encouraging. I wouldn't say it's a... I mean...
I guess it does
to me show that he's not completely over it.
Right.
You're still thinking about it in some capacity.
But if he just brings it up once and then everything else is fine, I'd kind of give him another chance. But if it becomes more and more, like that's the prevailing topic.
Yeah.
No.
Have you guys haven't talked since that, right?
We have.
A little bit?
With conversation, yeah. I said, are you still hung up on the Scientologist? He's like, no, I'm totally kidding. I was like, but not. That's what I said. I'm just more direct. Like, if you're still hung up on someone, I don't want to mess around with
that. I like that you called him out on it, though.
Yeah.
Because maybe he didn't notice that he was doing that, and he will be more conscious about it.
Because I don't care if he's hung up. I'm not that invested in it yet, but I do like him, and I don't want to go on a date with him when I go out of town. You know, I don't want to waste my time if someone's doing that because they're still into someone else.
You didn't bring up your ex to him at all, right?
There hasn't been a chance to, you know. We're just learning about each other. And no, why would I? That's my past.
That's right.
I say you give him another chance.
I will. Yeah.
Just to
if
see.
I go out of town and he's there and we can go out to dinner or something. It's just so hard when you start talking to someone long distance anyway. Because
Have you thought about the future?
And I'm kind of interested.
Like if you guys go on a date and you guys have sparks and this is, whoa, we got that chemistry. Have you thought about what would you do? Like, if would he move out here or would you go out there?
I do, because I've talked to guys long distance that in this day and age we live in, I used to be adamantly against it. I'd really like someone to share my boring day-to-day life with.
Yeah.
But if you fall in love with someone and they live far away, yeah, I would do it. I would deal. But that doesn't sound ideal, does it? How am I going to date someone that lives in New York?
It'd be tough. One of you would eventually have to move.
Eventually. Yeah. Of course, eventually. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Yeah. And then when you do see each other, like if you're only going to see each other for a 3-day weekend, let's say, for example.
Exciting, though. Yeah,
it's exciting.
Look forward to.
But everything is rushed. So, you know.
And it's a false sense of all these endorphins and
everything's
passion.
Rushed. Yeah. I don't know.
It's fun.
It is fun. It is fun. 4 minutes.
Are you still swiping around with other people or are you're stuck on this one right now?
No, I'm not stuck on it. Yeah, I still swipe around, but this is the only one I'm talking to because I'm actually interested. He's awesome. He's smart and he's cool. And so I'd like to try and make it work, but I'm not going to listen to him be hung up on an ex.
Right. I got you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.